For more information on ancient dragon Zengate and Taigen's teachings, please visit our website at www.ancientdragon.org. Our teachings are offered to the community through the generosity of our supporters. To make a donation online, please click on the link for Just Give on our website.
Good evening. So tonight I'm starting a series of talks on the Book of Serenity. So I want to talk about case one of the Book of Serenity tonight. But I want to introduce the Book of Serenity, so I don't know if I'll get through case one. We'll see. I won't necessarily finish. There's 100 cases, so I don't won't necessarily finish each case in one talk. But the Book of Serenity is the most important koan collection in the Soto Zaodong tradition. It's patterned after the Blue Cliff Record, which is another important koan collection. So I should say a little bit about koans, first of all. There were many, many formal koan collections in China. A few more were created in Japan. There are three primary koan collections that are studied now. The Blue Cliff Record, the Book of Serenity, and the Gateless Barrier, which is much simpler in terms of how it's constructed. But the Book of Serenity is patterned after the Blue Cliff Record, and I need to say something about the structure of it, because you can't just read through it from beginning to end, or one could, I guess, but it's not really the way to read it. So the Blue Cliff Record was created initially by a teacher named Xue Do from the Yunmen lineage, and then a great Linji or Rinzai teacher named Yuan Wu Xue Do picked 100 cases, stories, and wrote verse commentaries on them, usually four-line verses, and then wrote an introduction to the whole thing, a commentary on the case and a commentary on the verse, and then kind of little one-line commentaries on the case and the verse. So the Book of Serenity, or Shoyoroku, which I'm going to be talking about, is constructed, has the exact same structure. The cases and the verses were selected by Hongzhi Zhongzhui, who is very important Zaodong in Chinese, or Soto teacher, a century before Dogen, 1091 to 1157 in China, the most important teacher in our lineage in that period, who was very influential on Dogen. Dogen quotes him a lot. And I translated a book of his practice instructions called Cultivating the Empty Field, which we talked about last year in our practice commitment period. Hongzhi was very learned and poetic, but these cases and verses, Dogen knew the cases and verses. He didn't know the Book of Serenity as is, because later on another teacher named Wansong, who's pretty interesting also, was sort of contemporary with Dogen, but later, did the same, patterned after the Blue Cliff Record, also wrote introductions to the whole case, commentaries on the case, and commentaries on the verses, and then added sayings. So the way to read this, each of these cases, is really to read the case itself first, then Hongzhi's verse commentary, then go back and read Wansong's introduction, or you could read that after reading his commentaries, but then to read the commentary on the case and the commentary on the verse. Often, as in this case one, the Hongzhi's verse is as important or as interesting as the case itself. So this is a complicated literary form, And the point of koans is not to, you know, sometimes they're considered paradoxical riddles to confuse your mind or something, or that you have to solve, and that's not the point. These are all teaching stories about some aspect of our practice. So this is not some intellectual game. They're stories from our teaching tradition, and the point of looking at them is to open up aspects of our own practice. That's why they've been studied for, you know, 1,000 years. And you know, I Dogen talked about a lot of these cases frequently in his writings. A lot of these old teaching stories, often the teaching stories are dialogues between a teacher and a student, or between two teachers, or anyway. But sometimes they go back further, like this one. So this is a kind of a literary event in a way, but it contains elemental teachings from our tradition. So I'm going to go through them. We'll see how long it takes to get to the 100th case. I'm not going to talk about them in every Dharma talk, but I'll, you know, in between other things, I'll be talking about them in sequence. So, case one is called "The World Honored One Ascends the Seat." And I think these titles are from Tom Cleary, whose translation I'm using. So, the case. One day, the world-honored one, that's Shakyamuni Buddha, ascended the seat. Manjushri, the bodhisattva of wisdom, we've been studying about these bodhisattvas, including Manjushri, Manjushri struck the gavel and said, "Clearly observe the Dharma of the King of Dharma. The Dharma of the King of Dharma is thus." The world-honored one then got down from the seat. So that's the whole case. That's the basic story. And there's, you know, a lot I could say about it. In a way, he was like the doan. I guess back then, instead of a bell, they would announce the speaker with, and actually this is done sometimes in the Shuso ceremony still in Japan, where there's a big column and a wooden gavel and they pound it. But anyway, this is in some ways Manjushri announcing this. Preempted the Buddha from speaking. I guess he could have said something, but after hearing that, the world-honored one just got down from his seat and went back to his room. So there's a lot to say about that. And there's a lot of commentary. And there's an introduction. And there's a verse comment, which is one of my favorite poems ever, including all of Dylan's poems. Hongzhe's poem, "The unique breeze of reality, do you see? Continuously creation runs her loom and shuttle, weaving the ancient brocade, incorporating the forms of spring. But nothing can be done about Manjushri's leaking." I'll read it again, and then we'll come back to it later. "The unique breeze of reality, do you see? Continuously, creation runs her loom and shuttle, weaving the ancient brocade, incorporating the forms of spring. But nothing can be done about Manjushri's leaking." So,
So
So Manjushri struck the gavel and said, clearly observe the Dharma of the King of Dharma. Shakyamuni was the King of Dharma. Clearly observe the Dharma of the King of Dharma. The Dharma of the King of Dharma is thus, is such, is just this. So maybe just to see the Buddha is enough. Just to see the teacher is enough. Maybe not even to see the teacher, just to see the teaching is enough. Just to see, to clearly observe. And thinking about this, as I was thinking about this story this time, I was reminded of this story I like about Silas Ambrosi, who was a great Russian Orthodox priest. Does anybody know? Has anybody heard of him? They say he was the model for... Has anybody read Brothers Karamazov? He was the model for Father Zossima, who was the great priest and teacher in that. But anyway, there's a story that there was a student in St. Petersburg who had a question. I mean, he really had a question. Some of you had questions for the Shuso the other night, but this guy really had this deep question. And he had heard of Silas Ambrosi as being this great wise man, so he walked 100 miles to the village where supposedly Silas Ambrosi lived. And he got to the village and he asked somebody, where does this great man Silas Ambrosi, this great wise man Silas Ambrosi live? And the townsperson he asked said, oh, well, I don't know, there's a guy, I think he might be that guy who lives, you know, down that road, you know, about a mile on the left. Anyway, so the student walked to where he'd been directed, and he saw somebody sleeping in a field. And suddenly his question was resolved, and he walked back to St. Peter. So he never said anything to him. That may not have even been Silas Ambrosi, but seeing this teacher was enough. Clearly observe the Dharma of the King of Dharma. The Dharma of the King of Dharma is thus. What is it like to see the King of Dharma? So now I'll read Wansong's introduction to the whole case, which is tricky. So, you know, these introductions are like pointers. They're like ways of getting into the story. And, you know, these stories are about how is the teaching conveyed? How is the teaching transmitted? How did the Dharma get to us? So the Wansong's introduction to this case: closing the door and sleeping is the way to receive those of highest potential. Looking, reflecting, and stretching is a roundabout way for the middling and lesser. How can it bear sitting on the carved wood seat, sporting devil eyes? If there is any bystander who doesn't agree, come forward. You can't blame him either. So that's Wansong's introduction to that story. Yes, Aisha. Devil eyes. So, there's a lot going on here. And then later on, Hongsha says, nothing can be done about Manjushri's leaking. leaking, which means outflows. That's a technical term. Some emotional, kind of refers to defilements. That's an Abhidharma term. And yet, we wouldn't have heard the story without Manjushri's leaking. Nothing can be done about it. So, I can read Wansong's commentary, but does anybody have any comment before I read Wansong's commentary? Does anybody need me to read the case or the verse again? Yeah? Okay, the case. One day, the world-honored one ascended the seat. Manjushri struck the gavel and said, "Clearly observe the Dharma of the King of Dharma. The Dharma of the King of Dharma is thus." The world-honored one then got down from the seat. Tiantong Hongzhe. So in this, Hongzhe Zhengzhui is called Tiantong because he was abbot of Tiantong Monastery, where later Dogen met his teacher, Tiantong Rujing, or Tendo Nyojo. So later Dogen's teacher was the abbot of the same monastery that Hongzhe was at. His verse says, "The unique breeze of reality." Do you see? "Continuously, creation runs her loom and shuttle, weaving the ancient brocade, incorporating the forms of spring. But nothing can be done about Manjushri's leaking." So these koans, you know, I studied this book of Serenity with my teacher many years ago. This book has been studied for a long time, and one can come back to it again and again and again. These stories, it's not that one ever finishes with them. So to pass through them and be through with them is not the point. But I may talk about them for one talk and then go on to another one. But each of these stories is worthy of study again and again and again. But I can go on to Wansong's commentary on the case if anyone wants to hear that. Okay, so Wansong, I'll say more about Wansong as I keep going into the Book of Serenity because he's really interesting. He says, completely about the case, completely embodying the 10 epithets of Buddha appearing in the world as the sole honored one, raising the eyebrows, becoming animated. In the teaching shops, this is called ascending the seat, and in the meditation forests, they call this going up in the hall. So this is about the Buddha. One day the world honored one ascended the seat. Meditation forest is a word for monasteries. So ascending the seat or going up in the hall means the teacher going to give a talk. "Before you people come to this teaching hall and before you people come to this teaching hall and before I leave my room to come give this talk, when will you attain realization?" Wansong says. Then he says, "This is already falling into 3 and 4. Something extra. "Haven't you read Shwedo's saying?" Shwedo was the guy who picked the cases and verses for the Blue Cliff Record. "Haven't you read Shwedo's saying, 'If there had been someone there who could understand the multiplicity of meanings according to situations, as in the Sanskrit word sandhava, what would have been the need for Manjushri to strike a beat?'" So this word sandava is very important, and there's an essay by Dogen about it. Do any of you know sandava? It's a Sanskrit word. When you bring it up in careful examination, Shweta shouldn't ask for sandava, salt. How could I present sandava, a horse? So sandava is a word that means, Cleary translates it as salt, then horse, but sandava is a word that means salt or horse or water. And the point is, when the teacher asks for sandava, you should know what the student should know what they want. So, Ben, this applies to the Jisha particularly traditionally. The attendant of the teacher in a monastery is someone who studies with them for a long time. So, if I ask Ben to get me sandava, he should know what I want. You know, and do I want salt? Do I want water? Do I want a horse? Or, whatever, So to know what is needed in a situation is, something that...
Salty
horse. Yeah, salty water, I don't know,
Which?
What?
Which?
Well, yeah, which do I want? Yeah. So Cleary says, Shweta shouldn't ask for salt. How could I present a horse? So how do you know what is needed in the situation? So Wansung brings up this word sandava here. If there had been someone there who could understand the multiplicity of meanings according to situations, as in the Sanskrit word sandava, what would have been the need for Manjushri to strike a beat to hit the gavel? How to understand the situation when you see the truth? This is the kind of implied assignment for the Zen student. Question?
Didn't Manjushri kind of preempt the possibility of finding out whether there was someone who could understand the multiplicity of meanings?
Well, that may be the case. Did Manjushri interfere with sandava? That's one possibility. That's one interpretation. So that's maybe what's going on here. What was the Buddha doing and what was Manjushri doing? And was Manjushri leaking or what? So this is why we can spend some time with such a story. Wansung goes on in his commentary to the case. Even Manjushri, the ancestral teacher of seven Buddhas of antiquity, saying, clearly observe the Dharma of the King of Dharma. The Dharma of the King of Dharma is thus still needs to pull the nails out of his eyes and wrench the wedges out of the back of his brain before he will realize it. So that's kind of, koan rhetoric, there's this. It's even worse than the Blue Cliff Record, where there's all these put downs and stuff. But so that's Wansung putting down Manjushri. Even up till now, at the conclusion of the opening of the teaching hall, we strike the gavel on the sounding board and say. So apparently, this was something that in the tradition there, that Wansung was observing. Clearly observed the Dharma of the Dharma. King, the Dharma of the Dharma, of the King of Dharma is thus, bringing up this precedent. So maybe there was a tradition of actually doing this at the opening of the practice period, or the opening of, the opening of the teaching hall. The world-honored one immediately got down from the seat at that. He saved a half and imparted a half. to Chantong, whose verse says, so this is, so the other half Huanzong is saying is in this verse. So again, the verse says, the unique breeze of reality, do you see? Continuously creation runs her loom and shuttle, weaving the ancient brocade, incorporating the forms of spring, but nothing can be done about Manjushri's leaking. And I just love this verse. So, okay, I'll read you what... Well, does anyone have something to say, anything to say about this verse? Yes, Dennis.
Well, it reminds me of a Dharma talk I heard probably 20 years ago. At the end of the Dharma talk, the teacher paused for a while and announced it. Of course, everything I had said is a delusion.
Of course.
Paused again and said, but some delusions are more helpful than others. Something that's
stuck
in my mind.
Yeah, that's true. Was a good teacher. Yeah.
I'm wondering about the first line in the poem. Can you
the unique breeze of reality. Do you see?
So is it the breeze of reality?
The unique breeze of reality. Do you see? Oh, say, can you see in the dawn's early breeze? The answer is blowing in the wind. Question that.
Well, I'm just wondering, is the breeze of reality, is this ascending the throne or descending the throne or maybe both? And is it Manjushri who doesn't see it because he's trying to talk about it so much? He's trying to show us everything he's trying to introduce it for us, where all we have to do is see the breeze. Is that
the unique breeze of reality? Yeah, well,
we miss it when it's right before our eyes.
Okay, good, thank you. Yeah, yes, Suzanne.
So when I first heard Manjushri saying it's thus, I was thinking thus as in thusness.
Yes, 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 yes.
And then when the Kamahita, the poem that says Manjushri is leaking, that made me go back and question that view of thus. And then the notion of the gavel, like, I'm thinking Manjushri is the coming through, right?
Right. Manjushri carries a sword sometimes.
Right, so...
Except this time he's carrying a gavel.
But that gavel, like that sound, can serve that cutting through that weakening. Like,
mm-hmm.
So I'm... Yeah, thusness and leaking. So
why is he... Why is that? Why are they saying he's leaking when he's pointing out thusness? Right, good question.
Yeah. I think he's leaking because it was fine to cut through and say the ultimate reality of the what it is thus. That's fine, but even that was extra to say it's thus and the potential able to create a view out of thusness. And I think that's, I think there are two ways to read what happened here. The Buddha got up and left. He said, well, the Buddha said, he's saying, yeah, he said it, I don't have anything else to say. Or he could say, no, that was actually too, it's leaving. It's not, it wasn't wrong for him to say it's thus, but to the extent that it becomes something that people need to be attached to, so that creates a label for him. Then it's not, then it's a leaking. It's a view now, it's not a fresh.
But is there anything wrong at all in any of this?
No, you did fine. But it's always a risk when you do create any sort of thing, any sort of view which can be turned into something that can be turned into a view.
So
you have to say something.
And anything you say is a mistake.
That's right.
And this is patterned after the Blue Cliff Record, and Yuan Wu, who created the Blue Cliff Record, his his prize student Dawei burn all of the plates for all of the wood blocks of the Bluecliff record. He thought it was too much.
It's not wrong. It
survived somehow.
It's this. Oh yeah, I got it now. This is it.
We've got a problem.
But emptiness is also a form.
Ah, yes, you were paying attention to the chant.
That's what Manjushri was saying. He's saying he's not presenting a view of what's empty and what's form. He's saying it's thus.
Yeah.
He's stepping beyond that. The Buddha is even stepping beyond any label at all. He's not saying Manjushri is wrong, but he's saying, okay, at the next moment,
he just left. He just split.
Well, so if we go back to the bit about the horse or the water or the, what's the other one?
Salt.
That in whatever context, so it's something that shifts and is fluid, so it's not set. So it wasn't so much the leaking of the, like, thusness as that, and I'm just talking. as that then the great honored one, like there's this ascent and descent. So
that's right. That's good.
And then the moving down is like just there's like movement and it's changing the position of it. So
that's right. So it's almost time that we often stop, but shall I read Wansung's commentary or should I save that for a different talk? You want to hear what Wansung has to say? Angie does.
Okay.
Just for Angie, the unique breeze of reality do you see? Continuously creation runs her loom and shuttle, weaving the ancient brocade, incorporating the forms of spring, but nothing can be done about Manjushri's leaking. So, Wansung says, Tiantong says, the unique breeze of reality do you see? Is it the world, honored ones ascending the seat, that is the unique breeze of reality? That's what Suzanne was saying. Is Qiantong's reciting his verse the unique breeze of reality? Is my further inquiry the unique breeze of reality? This way it's become three levels. What is the unique breeze of reality? Indeed, you people each have a share, but you should investigate it thoroughly. He also says, continuously creation runs her loom and shuttle. Mother of evolution and creator are different names for the creation of beings. Confucianism and Taoism are based on one energy. The Buddhist tradition is based on one mind. Wei Feng said that the original energy still is created by mind and is all contained in the imagery field of the storehouse consciousness. So referring to Yogacara, Alaya Vijnana. I, Wansung, say, this is the very source of the Caodong or Soto school, the lifeline of the Buddhas and ancestors. So there you go. As the woof goes through the warp, the weave is dense and fine, a continuous thread comes from the shuttle, making every detail. How could this be even spoken of on the same day as false cause or no cause? So is there anybody here who's done weaving? So this I know there's some people in our Sangha who have. Weaving the ancient brocade, incorporating the forms of spring. Continuously creation runs her loom and shuttle, the loom and shuttle is the warp and the woof that weaves this together. After this, the verse eulogizes the world-honored one's easy-going abundance, saying, weaving the ancient brocade, incorporating the forms of spring. I love that line. Although this is like insects living on wood, happening to make patterns, nevertheless, though he makes his cart behind closed doors, when he brings it out, it fits in the grooves. This thing about insects living on wood happening to make patterns, is like insects on wood digging it, you know, eating parts of the wood. It's kind of it's sort of similar to talking about monkeys typing and eventually creating Hamlet. It's like the insects are digging in the wood and eventually they make patterns that create the Tao Te Ching or something like that. So nevertheless, though, he makes his cart behind closed doors. When he brings it out, it fits in the grooves. So it's talking about this weaving the ancient brocade, incorporating the forms of spring. The ancient brocades create this form of spring. Finally, to Manjushri, he gives a cutting put-down, talking about Qiantong, retorting, nothing can be done about Manjushri's leaking. So do you want to hear what Wansung says about that? Asian wants to hear. Manjushri struck the gavel and the world honored one thereupon got down from the platform. When Kashyapa struck a gavel, a billion Manjushris appeared. So this is a reference to a different story. All are this same kind of situation. Why are gathering in and letting go not the same? You tell me, where is it that Manjushri has leaked? And then he has a couple-line poem. Carefully, to open the spice tree buds, he lets out the free spring on the branches. So, are we finished with case one? Yes, Asian comments.
Every time I heard you talk about the weaving, you know, the loom, and so all I could think of was that, you know, reality is continuously being woven, but all I could think of was at the other end of the piece, you know, they're continuously sort of pulling it out. So, you know, it's continuously unraveling at the other end.
Ah.
And so...
Is that autumn or is that just the process of spring?
Okay. But, you know, I mean, it doesn't have to be that any of these were right or wrong. It's just, you know, you emerge, you say something, it's always going to be a little bit wrong, but then, you know, you're done, you get down.
Yeah.
Must come down.
Okay. Yes, yeah, Dylan, last word.
Yeah, so the second line is the one that stuck out for me. The loom.
Continuously creation,
yeah,
runs her loom and shuttle.
So the natural contraction and expansion of the universe, you know, it's bringing to mind a line that Haitian brought up in the Shusosin about the right foot and the front foot and the back foot and walking and how we do kicking.
Mm-hmm.
So just that natural way that the universe just expands and contracts as an activity.
And the rhythm of all that.
Yeah.
And but when it says continuously creation is here not something that happened whenever, 6,000 years ago. Creation is what is arising in the middle of whatever's going on now. Somehow. And devolving now, and yeah, creation, and they do talk about the mother of evolution. So there's in Chinese in Chinese lore, there's the mother of creation, who's I don't know if it's right to call her a goddess, but anyway, she's an important figure. But it's not. She's not somebody from the past exactly. She's like present. Anyway, so that's the first case of the Book of Serenity. So now you can actually start to study the first case of the Book of Serenity. And I don't know how we do this. We could keep coming back, and I could talk about it again and again. But maybe I could just—it's enough to just introduce each case.